It's a football. It's a football.
If you don't know football, you shouldn't be with a microphone in your hand.
Hello and welcome to Soccer Sense, the sensible football podcast where we are thinking if the lyrics of Eminem's song we need a little controversy, so this looks like a job for me because it's also empty without me. We're not the opening lines of Jose Mourinho's introductory press conference as the Tottenham Hotspurs manager, because this is Tariq joining you along with Vishal.
Hey guys.
For a special emergency pod because Tottenham Hotspurs have gone ahead and done something classically Spursy, which is fire their manager in the middle of the night. Well, it was the middle of the night in India anyway, late in the evening in the UK. Just as we are getting to the end of the week of an international break. So, Mauricio Pochettino is gone from...
I think they were looking at the wrong results before they made this decision.
So which brings us to the point, Vishal, we'll get one thing out of the way first, which is the call itself. I mean, we were joking in the morning saying, you know, how do you go from a Pochettino to a Jose Mourinho? You take a decision in the spurs of the moment. but the call itself, your first reaction on the call, good call, bad call, too quick?
I think it's a very, very silly call to make at this point in time, because to blame Spurs' current situation purely on Pochettino is not fair at all. Because let's be clear, because he has had the situation of working with the same set of players with almost limited to no money for the last 3 years. Despite that, he has managed to get them to perform across these 3 years, managed to get some tremendous results, finished in the top four consistently, and also took them to the Champions League final. And yes, there is the team are not up to the mark, the team are filled with injuries, but they've also had the problem of not bringing in players, right? So he's now facing a situation where Spurs players themselves have realized that. And we've spoken about this a couple of times now, where this is a club which have good players but do not have players to go ahead and win the league, right? They did not have the difference maker, they did not have that level of experience, and it showed in the Champions League final as well. So he was not given the support while he was given these little players who could plug in certain gaps. The players like Eriksen realized that if I'm going to stay back in Spurs, I'm not going to be able to win, because other teams are getting not just marginally better but drastically better, right? And if the other teams are getting drastically better, you need to compete by getting better equally, and that's not happening at Spurs. And Pochettino was in fact making do with what he's got, and he was doing a great job. Yes, the season is not panning out according to plan, but that's also a function of the players being tired, the players having extra long seasons, and it's actually a very Spurs call. And Daniel Levy being Daniel Levy, to let go of Pochettino, who the likes of Madrid would pay to have, who the likes of United would pay to have, I think anybody at this point in time, including Arsenal, would pay to have, is a silly move, because he was committed to this cause. He wanted to see this through, and he was heading in the right direction. You can't always have a great season because there are other teams playing better than you and have better teams than you. So I don't think they've taken the right call at all.
And if that's not the right call, well, Dan Levy has really doubled down on his Dan Levy-ness with what happened next, which was within hours we had the announcement that yep. It's going to be Jose Mourinho who is going to be replacing him.
Yep.
Which gives Jose Mourinho the excellent position of becoming the manager of a second London club within just seasons of him having left another one. This seems to be causing all sorts of confusion among everybody. There's a Manchester United versus Spurs game coming early in December. There is, of course, a North London derby coming early next year. And Arsenal fans, United fans, Chelsea fans, everybody seems to be super confused.
This is, if you were to look at this as objectively as possible, right? Spurs have made a great hire, right? Because let's be honest, the man has credentials. He's a serial winner. He has won everywhere he's gone, including United, with that squad, which now we all know and seem to understand was a very weak squad, is possibly not the greatest set of characters as well. So we do know for a fact that on paper this looks like a great hire, because Mourinho is a great manager and he sets up to win, right? He doesn't set up to look good. He doesn't set up to please the larger masses. He sets up to win trophies. So on paper, a great situation. But I think this was the most zoomed-in decision ever taken by Daniel Levy, because in his head, he's also made the assumption that bringing in Jose Mourinho would change the players' minds in terms of wanting to leave Spurs as a club. Because let's be honest, it doesn't matter if Jose Mourinho is a manager. If Madrid has come knocking for somebody like an Eriksen, he is going to go. Right, and similarly, if you're looking at the other players who are the likes of Dele Alli, the likes of even Harry Kane to a great extent, the likes of Son, who are not necessarily Mourinho players. And what I mean by Mourinho players are, these are not players who like tracking back and putting the extra effort in terms of defense, in terms of becoming part of a far more tight system as compared to Spurs football, which is far more open, far more pressured, far more high intensity, right? So, in terms of the personnel that they currently have and what Mourinho wants to, and Mourinho's style of football, this is going to be a very interesting situation, because this might be one of those really bad crash and burn situations, because I don't know who in this Spurs team is a Mourinho player, you know. And you always know that Mourinho, before he comes to a club, has a set of players he's already identified as Mourinho players. And we also know that Spurs have spent all their money, their neighbours' money and the neighbours' neighbours' money in terms of building that new football stadium, which they could not afford. Which also means it limits their overall transfer kitty. So they're either going to be in a situation where they're going to have to sell to buy. Right, and if they have to sell to buy, they're constantly going to be rebuilding. There is not going to be a core of the team, so this is going to be a very, very tricky situation for Mourinho to walk into. I don't think, even while he's claimed that he likes the youth setup and he likes the current set of players, I think this is going to be one of those marriages which might end really quickly, because I can see the likes of Dele Alli already being knocked out of the team. I can see the likes of Luka Moura, who will not feature too much. So this is going to be a very interesting situation. I think it's the most tunnel vision call that Daniel Levy has made, and he's made a lot of them.
It completely sounds like a shotgun wedding at this point. However, and we have discussed this, Vishal, earlier as well, that one of the intended or unintended consequences could be that Mourinho likes playing in Europe, and it would be interesting to see what happens to Spurs in the Champions League, because it's possible that they might not be able to do much in the league, but could they eke out a few results in the Champions League, and suddenly that in itself complicates the equation further?
We'll have to wait and watch, right? Because we'll have to see who Mourinho identifies as his players and as his core group in this team, right? Because Spurs do not know how to play the Mourinho style of football, and I genuinely think Spurs do not have the personnel to play the Mourinho style of football, right? Yes, they do have great set of defenders, but they don't necessarily have that level of spine in their midfield. So it's going to be really interesting to see how they shape up. I don't know what his level of success is or where he's going to achieve it right now. I'd like to see how he sets up before we take that call in terms of, is he going to succeed at a certain level or not. But if Mourinho is smart, he's going to hope that they get eliminated in the Champions League and go into the UEFA Cup, because it increases their chances. But at this point, I don't know if this is a great move. But on paper, yes, it's the best manager to have, because yes, he wherever he goes, he wins, no matter what the situation. He wins something for the club, and Spurs could do with some winning. But in the larger vision, if you really zoom out of this entire picture, this could really be one of those really weird situations where players are still going to say, I want to leave. And Mourinho might not have the money to bring in the players that he wants. And most importantly, even if Mourinho is a manager, even if Spurs have the money, two top players still want to come to a Spurs, right? Because even though United are struggling, they still attract better players than Spurs. They still attract bigger names than Spurs. So there is that situation as well, where Spurs are not looked as a commercially viable option as well, because it's always been the club. It's for all practical purposes a feeder club, right? So let's see how this works out. Mourinho And Daniel Levy, I don't know how that is going to work out too. That's going to be a weird equation.
And clearly Daniel Levy or the General Spurs think tank are not people who are going to be honorary board members at Soccer Sense, because as you may have sort of seen over the last 10 minutes of what you have been discussing, it's hard to make sense out of what's going on right now.
Nothing really fits, right? Like, at this point, the best thing you could have is hold on to Pochettino, because he was actually making best with what he had. But you all said, no, I want to be greedy. Let me pay a manager a lot of money and keep the severance pay ready, because I don't think this is going to end well. Because, again, if Daniel Levy was not the man in charge, maybe there was hope, but Daniel Levy is Daniel Levy. But Pochettino made him look far better than he actually is. So let's see how this works out.
All right, we will see if they've driven the Chevy to the Levy and the Levy is dry. That's all the time we have for this. We could go on for another 10 minutes, Vishal, but I don't think we'll really come to a head. But we will be keeping a very close eye on this.
We'll have many occasions to discuss this.
This development, because throughout the season now, suddenly it looks like we'll have to discuss Tottenham Hotspur even more than usual. We have discussed them quite a lot over the last three seasons, but honestly, even if you had paid scriptwriters to write narratives, they would not have come in with something as dramatic as firing your established manager. And not only that,
if an Amazon Prime wanted to make a show on you, they did not. When they said they wanted to be exciting, they did not mean this Spurs. They just said go out there and play some football. They did not mean all this drama. But Spurs did a Spurs.
Because they thought maybe that's what would increase the DVD sales, even though Amazon does not sell DVDs and it streams the program.
Oh man.
Alright, we'll try our best to make sense of all of this that unfolds at White Hart Lane and beyond over the season, and we'll be back of course with a proper episode next week, because the Premier League action will return. In the meantime, that's all the time we have this week. This is Tariq signing off along with Vishal.
Pochettino's pointing and laughing, I promise you.
See you guys next week.
Hey, United!